Okay, I think after the first talk was the shortest title, this is the longest. I'm presenting a poster, number one, apparently, looking on an idea that I'm trying to develop, so it's very preliminary. I show you a model, but it is an Excel model, so don't take it too far. And some preliminary results. And I'm mainly looking on the interaction between distance, geographical distance, and ecological heterogeneity, and how is this affecting patterns of reproductive isolation. And I'm using the most beautiful plant on Earth to test this idea. So this is the idea how different processes shape the pattern of reproductive isolation. If we're looking on distance between plants, between individuals, looking on the effect of inbreeding depression. If they're too close, there might be half SIBs or full SIBs, and inbreeding depression will prevent hybridization between them, so we'll have higher reproductive isolation in short distance, and it will vanish in long distances. On the other hand, if there are some ecological adaptations, and this will lead to kind of genetic differentiation, we'll find outbreeding depression affecting more in longer distances. So if you combine these two effects, we find that we have kind of valley-like shape of the function of reproductive isolation as a function of distance. So I'm looking for these kind of shapes that could have any sort of shape. Sometimes it could be like this, or some others. And I'm using, as a measure of productive isolation, I'm using measures of crossing probability and hybrid survivorship or hybrid vigor or hybrid fitness. So I'm showing it in only one system. I'm showing results from only one system, Iris atropoporea, endemic species along the coastal coast of Israel from wet Mediterranean to semi-arid zone along a climatological gradient. Looking on few classes of distance, within population is the shortest distance, and seed set is similar. Short distance within population, among population within the species, and among between species, they're all allopatric, so it's increasing distance here. And seed set, which is the opposite of reproductive isolation, is actually in the wrong direction, but this is not significant nonetheless. Looking on hybrid survivorship within species, these are two populations I used. Looking on percentage of germination, I also have similar results from survivorship of the seedlings. And you see in two populations of the same species, looking on distances 0 to within population to 60 kilometers away, you got different shapes of this function, which I don't know what it means. But if you have any ideas, please meet me by the poster number one, and thank you for listening. 5 minutes.
3 minutes. So that's a very good example here. So we have 2 minutes for questions. This time. And then, of course, you can meet him at the pool.
So unclear.
Go ahead. So some of your model makes the assumption that ecological difference between like habitats positively correlates with distance between the habitats.
This is one of the assumptions, but I'm trying also different models that have random variation in space. So maybe it has no overall the same differences. Yeah, it's starting before.
One more.
Are your CSET results, are those from the parental generation, or are those from that? Take those seeds and plant them back. Are these just from the initial crossing?
These experiments were made in the wild, in nature.
Is the seed set result from crosses made within populations, among populations, or are these seeds set of offspring from those crosses?
No, just the population. It's over planned, it has a generation time of about 60 years. It takes about 5 years to get from seed to a flower, so it's not a student project.